God was on the job earlier this morning trying to get me to wake up about mamas. How many of you don't have any mama? And don't put your hand up, but if you have a mama, put your hand up. Notice we all have a similarity. We're all related. And what came into my heart about mamas this morning is we need to take a lesson from God's word about mothers who are willing. So I wanted to go to Luke chapter 1. And so, Father, unless you anoint these words, it's just going to be more words. So I'm asking you to anoint these words so that your Holy Spirit will be able to manifest with life and light coming into the saints in Jesus' name. Luke chapter 1. I want you to look at this woman, young woman, and I want you to kind of see a pattern here, because I think what the woman, Mary, was given is similar in the church, and I want you to look at that. Verse 26. In the sixth month, God sent the angel Gabriel to Nazareth, a town in Galilee, to a virgin pledged to be married to a man named Joseph, a descendant of David, and the virgin's name was Mary. The angel went to her and said, "Greetings, you who are highly favored, the Lord is with you." I could say to you today that the church is being looked at by God saying, "Woman, bride of Christ, highly favored, the Lord is with you." Verse 29, Mary was greatly troubled at his words and wondered what kind of greeting this might be. But the angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary. You have found favor with God. Again, I could declare to you, highly favored bride of Christ, you have found favor with God." How does that sit inside your heart? Then he tells her something else. "Do not be afraid, Mary. You have found favor with God. You will be with child and give birth to a son. And you are to give him the name Jesus." You know, sometimes we just underestimate God's ability to duplicate something in a different way. And I remember when we went to see Wade Taylor on that Friday, he made us aware that there's a corporate body of believers that are ready to give birth. But that corporate body has to work together in love. And you know what? Most of the church is still criticizing each other. Most of the church is still finding fault with the church down the street. It would be much wiser if you interceded for them as the press from God came. And then you'd find high favor from God, because he's a lover. He's not a critic. He's not your critic either, because even in those things that he shows us constantly about how we were to go forward in love, not only towards our mom and our dad, but our brothers and sisters, and our brothers and sisters in Christ. Verse 32 says, "He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High." Not just any son. He's going to be called the Son of the Most High. "The Lord God will give him the throne of his father David, and he will reign over the house of Jacob forever, and his kingdom will have no end." So the kingdom of God will have no end. The kingdom of flesh will fall apart. And Mary's response is, "How will this be?" since I am a virgin. And then his response is, the angel answered, the Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. So the Holy One to be born will be called the Son of God. The Holy One to be born will be called the Son of God. And you know what? A little over 100 years ago, the Holy Ghost came upon the church and brought the Holy Ghost inside his people. It's been going on for 100 years. That's not a bad number.